one of the prayers of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, in the morning and evening, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. All praise be to Allah who created night and day with his power, distinguished between them with his might, and fixed for each of them a well-defined limit and length of duration. He causes one to enter into the other, and gives to each a measurement suitable for the nourishment and growth of his creatures. He has therefore created for them the night that they may rest in it, from the work that is wearisome and from movements that produce pain. He has made a covering for their comfort and sleep, so that they may be refreshed and strengthened, and thereby obtain pleasure and renewal of appetite. He created for them the day, which is full of light, that they may therein seek his grace, that they may find means of sustenance provided by him and walk about in his earth, searching for that which will yield comfort in this life and blessings in the life to come. By this means, he improves the condition of mankind, tests their deeds, watches their behavior, at times of worship, in places of devotion, and on occasions of performance of his commands, in order that he may punish those who do wrong and handsomely reward those who do right. O Lord, therefore all praise is due to you, because you have created for us the daybreak, provided us with the light of day, directed us to places for obtaining sustenance, and protected us from the approach of calamities. We and all things wholly belong to you. The heavens and the earth are yours. Whatever you have scattered in them, resting things and moving things, whatever soars in the air and whatever is hidden under the ground, we have come under your power, your kingdom, and your authority, all around us and dependent upon your providence. We act in accordance with your commands and are changed according to your plans. There is nothing at our disposal but that which you have ordained upon us. There is no good thing but that which you have graciously bestowed upon us. This is a day new and fresh, and it is a present witness of what we do. If we have done good, it will praise us on the departure. If we have done evil, it will leave us with contempt. O Lord, show mercy unto Muhammad and his descendants. Grant us the benefit of association with his descendants. Keep us from the evil of separation from them. By reason of our committing sins, whether great or small, increase virtue for us through them, cleanse us from vice through them, fill up the space between the two extremities of time for us with praise, thankfulness, reward, stores of good things, kindness, and beneficence. O Lord, make it easy for the recording angels to keep the record of our actions and fill up our record books with good deeds. Let us not be disgraced before them with our evil deeds. O Lord, let us have a share of your worship in every moment of the day, a share of thanksgiving to you and true witness out of your angels. O Lord, be merciful to Muhammad and his descendants. Guard us from before, from behind, on the right hand, and on the left. Keep us from harm on all sides, restraining us thereby from disobeying you, directing us thereby to serve you and work for your love. O Lord, bless Muhammad and his descendants and guide us this day, the night, and in all our days, to practice righteousness, to keep far from evil, to be thankful for your gifts, to follow your command, to reject innovations in religion, to encourage good deeds, and to discourage evil ones. Guide us to defend Islam, to disapprove wrong and disparage it, to uphold the right and respect it, to guide the erring, aid the weak, and redress the oppressed. O Lord, have mercy upon Muhammad and his descendants. Let this day be the most blessed day we ever saw, the most excellent companion we met with, and the best time of our existence. Make us the happiest of all your creatures who have spent the night and day on the earth, and the most thankful for the blessings you have given. Make us the strictest observers of your laws and the most careful in abstaining from those things which you have prohibited. O Lord, I call you to witness, and you are sufficient as a witness. I call to witness your heavens, your earth, your angels, whom you have established in them, and the rest of your creatures, that in this my day, and this my hour, and this my night, and this my place, I declare that you are God, besides whom there is no other God. Fair to your creatures, just in your rule, kind to your servants, possessors of the whole of existence, and merciful to your creatures. I declare that Muhammad is your servant and your apostle, and the chosen one of all mankind. You did order him to deliver your message unto people, and he did so. You did command him to impart instructions to his ummah, and he obeyed. O Lord, therefore bless Muhammad and his descendants more than any of your creatures, and on your behalf bestow upon him more than you have bestowed upon any of your servants. Reward him for our sake with better and more exalted gifts that you have ever given to any other of your prophets on behalf of his followers. Verily, you are the giver of magnificent gifts and the forgiver of great sins. You are the kindest of the kind. Therefore, bless Muhammad and his descendants, the pure, the holy, the virtuous, and the honorable.